All right, welcome back to Sports Central. I've covered college basketball for maybe close to 25 years. One of my favorite players that I have ever covered, Keith Braxton from St. Francis, a guy that not a heralded high school recruit, came to St. Francis, had a brilliant, legendary career in the Northeast Conference, 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds. That has not been done many times in the history of college basketball. Keith had a tremendous career. He joins us on the phone line right now, kind of get an update on what he's doing and take a look ahead at what he'll be participating in this summer. Keith, how you doing today, man?
I'm good, man. Doing great. Can't complain at all. Just thanks for having me on today.
I appreciate it, man. Keith is a really good guy. We, sometimes in sports, you see athletes on TV or you read about them or what have you. It's hard to get to know athletes in a lot of ways. Keith Braxton, a terrific guy, meant a great, great deal to St. Francis University. One of the great players they've had in the last 25, 30 years. What is your career at St. Francis, Keith? What does it mean to you now that you are a couple years out of school?
I mean, just looking back on it, it means a lot to me. Just being able to go there, like a place like that for 4 years, it's pretty much just another home that I was able to make on my way. And I'm just looking back at my journey, and I met a lot of great people, had a lot of great experiences, and just being able to play basketball at the Division I level and, just play against a bunch of different teams around the world, it was great. And I just feel like it prepared me for my next step in my professional career. And, I'm just thankful at the end of the day for all the people, all the moments, and, just the place that I was able to cherish and, call home.
Where are you playing right now, Keith? What have you been up to since you left St. Francis?
I haven't been playing this year, COVID and, the market and everything was crazy this year. But it wasn't a lot that I controlled, but I was able to play in the senior 3-on-3 that they usually have, the 3x3U.
Mm-hmm.
Went out there, met a lot of great seniors from this year and the past year because they ended up combining the event. But right now, I'm just working out, staying ready because I know it's going to be a big summer for me coming up, clearly with the TBT coming up and, just another chance to good move forward in my career. So right now I'm just making sure I'm staying ready for that next opportunity.
Have you had what's the process like when you're available, agents, hearing from teams in this country, hearing from teams overseas? Just describe what that process is like to people who don't necessarily know what former college athletes go through.
Yeah, just pretty much you get yourself an agent and, your agent can help you find a job overseas. Or they can help you find a job, around here where they have the G League, the NBA, of course, all the other leagues here as well. So it's pretty much just finding that good agent-player relationship and just putting yourself in a great situation that's best for your career. So just being able to, find and seek out that right situation, can really help your career in the long run.
All right. Again, Keith had a great college career, 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds. Tell the folks how many scholarship offers you had from Division I schools coming out of high school.
I believe I only had one, and that was from New Hampshire University.
And so you come to St. Francis. How is that possible, Keith? How does that happen that you were a good high school player? From what I can remember, I know you were a role player on your high school. How do you go from getting one scholarship offer to becoming one of the best players that the Northeast Conference has ever had?
I mean, at the end of the day, it just comes down to self-belief and self-discipline and just putting yourself around great people. I always believed I was a Division I player. Always believed in myself that I could get to that level. And, I disciplined myself. I never let myself cut corners. I never cheated myself. I always took the hard way. I always worked hard, always put in the extra work. And, every work that you do, reaps rewards. And, I'm just grateful for all the steps that I took. The people I surrounded myself with, my parents, my family, friends that pushed me to be the best person I could be on and off the court. It's just put myself in, great situations that helped me, be the best person that I can become.
You were an impact player right away at St. Francis, Keith. What did scouts or coaches tell you coming out of high school? How did they break down your game? How did they analyze your game? What did they tell you you needed to do in order to make it at the next level?
Well, I was always a great driver, passer, and rebounder, and defender, so I just kind of had to, take that and then keep building on my weaknesses. So I always, coming out of high school, I didn't really shoot a lot of threes. So that was the one thing that I really had to work on, and more of my leadership kind of too, you know, just being more vocal and talking to guys like that. But I knew what my strengths were, and I always knew what my weaknesses were. So, like I said, you know, some people said, let me shoot, but like, I was always working on that. So like, I always had faith in my jump shot. I always believed that, you know, I could hit whatever shot that I take. So just knowing my strengths and my weaknesses, that really helped me, you know, keep developing my game to, you know, where I'm at now.
Keith teamed with Isaiah Blackman at St. Francis for a terrific run. Keith was the Northeast Conference Player of the Year 1 year. Isaiah Blackman was the NEC Player of the Year the next year. A perennial power while you guys were there. What does it mean to you now to have been part of the resurrection of St. Francis basketball? I know you know the history. 15 years ago, St. Francis was really struggling, and that's putting it lightly. And then it got going with Earl Brown and Ronnie Drennan. You and Isaiah come in and help keep it going. What does it mean to you to be part of getting St. Francis basketball's legacy back going in the right direction?
I mean, it means a lot to me, you know, just to be able to be part of an era that was so important and that was synonymous with winning. I'm just glad, you know, the guys that I came in with, you know, we all had the same mission, and that was what we wanted to win. So once we all got on that same page, you know, we pushed each other all the time. We communicated a lot. And I think a big thing that really helped us was we were really cool off the court. Like, as soon as we got on the court, it was strictly business. But, like, off the court, like, we were, you know, best friends. Everybody was hanging out with each other. And, you know, just to be able to, you know, do all that and at the end of the result, just be able to have a 4 years that we did, it was just amazing to look back on.
Keith Braxton joining us. All right, he's going to be taking part in the basketball tournament coming up a little bit later this summer. The TBT man has grown. It's been wild. I love watching the games. I'm a big Syracuse fan, Keith, so the Boeheim's Army team is usually good in the TBT. We had a team right from here, or that was at least its home here in Central PA, that made it to the championship game last year in Sideline Cancer. You're going to be taking part in the basketball tournament. How did that come about? What team will you be playing for?
It just came about. You know, my AAU coach, he reached out to a guy that was interested in me. They came out and they watched me work out, and they were interested in me, and they wanted me to part of the team. And you know, I instantly, you know, build a relationship with those guys, build a relationship with some of the players that they have, and you know, that's just how it came about. And yeah, the team that I'll be playing for is called America's Dream. You know, just representing, you know, the struggles that we go through today, and how we're just working to promote those problems and those issues, and just, you know, bring about a change. And just to be able to represent a team like that on the court, you know, it's going to mean a lot to me. I know it mean a lot to the organization and the communities that we'll reach. And you know, I'm just really excited, you know, play with my teammates and be able to play against a lot of great players.
The basketball tournament gets underway, looks like mid to late July. Can you give us some other guys that you'll be playing with? Or is there a roster out there, some names that maybe people might be familiar with, or some programs from around the country?
Yeah, we have a lot of PA guys around our area. I know Ashton Gibbs.
From Pitt?
One of the all-time scorers at Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey Steele, I know he went to Duquesne. Mm-hmm. He's around there. Dustin Sleeves, he went to Shippensburg. That's also in Pennsylvania. Ishmael Sonogo, a Jersey guy that I know. He went to Seton Hall. So, you know, we got a couple of names on there that, you know, I'm really excited to get out there and play with. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Hey, the basketball tournament is tremendous competition. It's also good money. I mean, they're paying out $2 million. So Keith's not doing this for free. You want to win the title, and everybody gets a little bit of the piece of the pie. But the basketball tournament, man, I'm sure you've watched it grow over the last few years. How much have you marveled at just how big that tournament has become?
I mean, I'm really marveled at it. I know they used to have games at Philly U, so I always used to, you know, watch it on TV and try to catch a couple of the games. And just to see how, you know, the prize has grown, a lot of the teams have grown, the field has grown, the names of the players have grown. It's just great to see that, you know, it's just a time, you know, where there's not as much basketball going on, just to be able to have, you know, a tournament or something like this to be happening. You know, it's just good to have great basketball around at a great time.
Yeah, it is great. I wanted to ask you real quick, right now, Keith, there are roughly 1,700 players in college basketball that have entered the transfer portal this offseason. It's just wild, guys, coming and going left and right. Penn State has had nine players enter the transfer portal at one point or another this offseason. Keith played at St. Francis. Right now, Keith, St. Francis has had zero players enter the transfer portal. It's pretty amazing. I had Rob Krimmel on the show a couple weeks ago. We were talking about it. I remember asking Keith and Isaiah Blackman very early on in their careers, because it was obvious these when these guys were freshmen and sophomores how terrific they were. And you remember me asking, are you going to stay at St. Francis? Because that, I mean, we've seen Robert Morris and other schools in that league, Sacred Heart, Bryant, guys have success and they end up going to bigger programs. Why do you think St. Francis has been able to avoid that, Keith, and players when they go there, like yourself, like Isaiah Blackman, even if you get better, much better than you thought when you got there, how would you explain St. Francis's appeal to keep those players there?
I really think it's just, you know, the organization and the coaches, you know, really caring for their players. Not to say that, you know, other schools don't care for their players, but, you know, just the relationships that we build at St. Francis are, you know, life-changing. You know, the coaches want the best for you on and off the court. And every time you get there, the first thing they'll tell you is that their goal for you is to get your degree. Not even talking about the basketball at first. They want you to get your degree. So just to know that they care about, you know, your educational future, your athletic future. And it was big time. And also, I think the location helps a lot as well. I mean, you're in Loretto, PA. I mean, the only thing you can really focus on is, you know, basketball and academics. And, you know, just to be at a spot where you can really lock in and, you know, be around great people in a setting like that. I mean, I really think, you know, a lot of people just want to, you know, have 4 years of that and just to be able to be around those people and that culture.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, some kids, they want the big campus life or being in a city or anything. What is it like being a St. Francis student and being on the mountain, and you might have 17 inches of snow or not, but what is it? What's it like when you are on kind of a secluded campus, and you know you might come to the mall in Altoona or what have you? But what was it like being up there?
I mean, it's definitely different. You know, it took me, you know, a couple of months, you know, to get used to with the snow and, you know, the isolation kind of where you're at, but it's all about, you know, the relationships there. I think the people there really helped me get through it. And they like to say up there, it's really what you make it. Like, you could just sit up there, be stuck in the snow, there were nothing, and, you know, be miserable. But, you know, if you go out, you know, explore what we have out there in Altoona and all the surrounding areas, get out on campus, see what the community's like, it really makes a lot of fun out of it. And, you know, I was able to, you know, meet a lot of people, spend a lot of time with my friends out there, and I just really made the best of my time in Loretto, PA.
Keith Braxton joins. Last thing for you, I want to get your thoughts on Rob Krimmel. Rob arrived at St. Francis in 1996. He's never left. He played there, assistant coach for a long time, has been a head coach now for going on a decade, and has done really just a sensational job. Keith, I really never thought St. Francis could get back to a point where it was a perennial contender in that league. It's just a small school. Hard to get quality athletes there. How good of a job do you think Rob Krimmel has done in turning that program into a major player for the last decade?
I mean, I think that amazing job is an understatement, you know, starting with him. You know, Rob, that's my guy forever. You know, I've been through thick and thin with him. But, you know, just the job that he's done is amazing. Just coming in my freshman year, he already knew he wanted to win. Like, every single year he was determined to, you know, get the best out of every guy on the team. And he was out there lifting with us. His energy on the court was contagious. And, you know, just the effort and, you know, the amount of work that he put in on and off the court was just amazing. I mean, he always had us at his house, you know, for holidays because, you know, we couldn't be around our family. So just the effort that he put in was big time for me, just to, you know, make it feel like family and just to build a culture around St. Francis. And I think he just did a great job. It continues to do a great job. And I know he'll, no, keep doing a great job in the future of doing that.
Of all the good shooters that you guys have had, you were a good shooter. Isaiah Blackman's a good shooter. Jamal, any of you guys better three-point shooters than Rob Krimmel?
I mean, I'll give it to him, you know, on the court. I'm pretty sure his percentage is probably better than mine. I think he's in the records book for that. But
I mean,
you know,
today. I mean right now. Like, if you guys go
right
out
now.
And shoot right now, who's winning that game of horse with Rob Krimmel?
Nah, Rob's time has passed. You know, he has 4 years of it, but you know, now I think I'm taking the throne from him.
That's great. I'm gonna tell him you said that. That's awesome. Keith Braxton, great dude. Hey, best of luck to you, Keith. The basketball tournament will start here next month. Good luck with your team. What's your team's name again?
America's Dream.
America's Dream. Ashton Gibbs, that's a name that should be very familiar to basketball fans around here. Went to Pitt. Hey, best of luck. Good catching up with you, man. Hopefully you land a good gig here coming up soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, and just take care.
All right. Thanks, Keith. Keith Braxton, St. Francis, legend. Again, I meant